here on this Monday morning. And joining us in studio is Chad Grude from Express Employment Professionals. He's here to put us back to work. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy to be here.
Well, good to have you in this morning. He's all about some surveys today. Chad's brought some surveys, not for us, Craig, but some results that you might find interesting, Chad.
Yes, definitely. So in a time of year with Easter fast approaching and many people are looking at a season of second chances, it's sort of a theme that Express Employment Professionals is carrying on here in regards to employment. And we just truly believe that it's a very serious topic for individuals on job search and companies finding the right employee. So I don't believe that anybody's meant to do that alone. And the first step in second chances or maybe just a new direction is knowledge and understanding. And these surveys give some insight to some things that will help job seekers and employers maybe turn that new leaf or start a new direction. So one of the surveys is actually a dual survey, surveyed employers and what hard skills and what soft skills are most important for a job applicant. And on the soft skill side, dependability and reliability ranked at 72% as one of the soft skills that was most important for job applicants.
And we're talking about soft skills, and you use that term a lot, soft skills, hard skills. I guess one is more just about the person. The other one is their, like, abilities or sorts?
I would say the soft skills, yes, is a internal skill that is developed over their life from childhood through adulthood, and it's just more of a behavioral aspect. And then the hard skills are acquired skills that they learn through education and training in more of a technical.
So your character kind of falls under the soft skills.
Correct.
That type of thing. So what are some of the, again, soft in so the soft skill area?
The other soft skill areas was motivation. You know, amongst all the individuals polled and taking the survey, motivation ranked up in the 48 percentile, verbal communication 44%, teamwork 39%, and commitment 39%.
And this is what the employers see as value in an employee, these type of things. What was the highest one? What's the one they value?
Dependability and reliability.
Okay. They want you to be there to show up for the job.
And be able to rely on somebody to do what they say they're going to do.
Right. Showing up is like 90% of the battle, as sometimes they say, or something to that effect, right?
I mean, that is correct.
And we laugh about it, but it's amazing how many times they'll hire somebody to think of it, and this person suddenly is not showing up, not reliable, and everything else about them kind of just falls away.
Absolutely.
Didn't we have a secret the receptionist here once, Bruce, who went out to lunch and never came back?
Yeah, you had. I think up the front office has many stories of certain things. I had a board operator who once just left a note. I'm done with this, or something like that.
Yeah.
And that creates, you know, problems, obviously.
Well, sure. It creates an issue for that individual. I don't think they see long-term and the impact that's going to create on their employment resume.
Even if they think, no one's ever going to care about this job. This is just something here. I didn't really want this job. It's sort of the fact that they could do that, to me, says there's some other things that a little warning flags possibly.
Yes, even exactly.
Let's talk about, I guess, some of the hard
skills.
Yeah,
the poll was asked the three most important hard skills, and experience ranked at 95%, technical ability 67%, and training 60%. So, you know, employers were looking for somebody coming into the role that had some level of experience in the position that they were applying for.
And that's usually sort of their ideal. In other words, as employers, you're looking for your ideal candidate. Here's what you have as an ideal, and then depending on how the workforce and what is out there, you kind of tailor it to fit and say, well, what's my next best thing that possibly could work?
Sure.
And how much of those things are trainable as well?
Exactly.
Now, you've got something on the other side. What
on the other side, there was a poll that was done, and we asked readers, in their view, what causes employee disengagement. And we have several thousand readers that are signed up for our Moving On Up newsletter. It's for job seekers. And 47% of the votes stated that poor leadership was the driver of employee disengagement.
Somebody that they didn't feel was leading the company properly or telling them what to do or at least not getting the respect maybe that they thought they they would deserve.
Yeah, there's. I would believe that there's a lot of things that fall in line with under poor leadership and probably poor communication, not delivering a vision that employees would buy into. So there's a lot of things that could determine what poor leadership would be, but you know, everything filters from the top down.
What other things were they looking at?
No vested interest in the company goal was 11%. Lack of opportunities for advancement was 8%. Poor work environment, 6%. And poor work-life balance was 5.3%.
Wow. Poor work environment, only 6%?
Only 6%.
So, wow, I guess it's interesting because that's sort of a, you think, it's the other part has to do with the people skills, which seems to be is not costing you a lot of money. Maybe a work environment, something you have to, I don't know what you'd have, but depending on what the job is, but it's interesting. It seems to be all about the interpersonal communications that are developed.
Exactly. I think if you look at leadership across whatever industry, business and life and maybe even military, that strong leaders can lead people through tough times. So I think if you look at that perspective, that if you have a strong leader, if you have a poor work environment, you can make it plausible and effective for those individuals as long as they're, you know, you're leading them to the right place.
You mentioned the Moving On Up blog. Is this something that if someone can sign up for, or do they have to be part of Express Employment to Professionals?
That's available for any job seeker. That if you go to our website and you go to resources, you can enroll into Moving On Up blog, and there's a lot of helpful tips in that blog to help with employment, how to find it, how to keep it. Very good resource to have on a weekly basis.
Absolutely. It's one of those reminders, oh yeah, I'm looking for a job, or here's something that I need to do about my skills. If you have a connection like that, it shows up in your inbox, or you're able to access that as well.
And we also did a Gallup survey with 7,200 adults, and it revealed five universal truths that successful leaders live by. And they're driven by a passion. They never stop learning. Integrity is everything. What they think, do, and say all line up. And people are their greatest asset, and they're courageous. So, you know, those things out of 7,200 adults were the driving factors of a successful leader.
That sounded like six. You said five. I got an extra one in here as well. I'm not sure.
I've got five.
Okay, I'm just looking because I'm thinking, you know, you have a lot of different things that go into that.
Sure.
But people can find out about some leaders. So you have a leadership simulcast coming up on April 13th. Talk about
Wednesday, April 13th at Lorain County Community College Spitzer Grand Room. It's going to be from 8:30 to 12:30. There's a continental breakfast, a boxed lunch. It is free to anybody that would like to come listen to some great speakers, learn about leadership, get inspired. And it's going to be a great morning of collaboration and connecting with other individuals throughout the county.
And they can just sign up at your website for that?
Sign up at our website at www.expresspros.com/LorainOH. And I just want to sort of end with a great saying by many of the most influential leaders in history, that you have to love your people more than your position. And I think that's probably one of the best quotes that I've heard.
Sounds good. We appreciate coming in this morning. Chad Grew to Express Employment Professionals, our job genius every Monday at this time to put you back to work.